It was a controversial move and thought to be the first time a police officer had been given permission to disrobe while on duty. This was Norwich during a hot summer in the 1950s, the days when your dad put his jacket and tie on to go to the beach. If it got really hot, he may have placed a knotted hanky on his head. But times were changing. You never saw a policeman in his shirt sleeves, not until PC91 John Seeger climbed aboard his box in the heart of a busy and bustling city one sultry day. This was the famous wooden sentry station, which sat in the middle of the road at the junction of busy St Stephen's outside Marks and Spencer. With the scorching summer of 2018 in full swing, we can imagine what it must have been like standing in a box in the middle of the road, directing traffic and people with the sun beating down on you. But when Don stepped up to the mark and prepared for duty by taking his jacket off, well, people were shocked. A police officer without his jacket on? What was the world coming to? Shoppers started to gossip and word reached the Evening News and Eastern Daily Press that there was a policeman in his shirt sleeves directing the... This was, after all, 1956. Such things were not done. The press demanded to speak to the Chief Constable of Norwich, Alan Plume, and wanted to know why this bobby was given the green light to strip off while other officers went about their duty in full uniform. The man on duty at this spot is in the sun all day long, whereas the other men do get to get some periods of shade, replied the chief, and he added, anyway, a lighter weight jacket is issued for summer use. It's a reminder of the days when the police on point day could be great characters, not without a sense of humour, and they certainly needed one. Traffic control as a skill really began 100 years ago, in 1918, when the Watch Committee in Norwich agreed that officers should be trained in the art of point duty, but not more than six at one time because they were paid an extra shilling a week. A few years on, as more cars took to the road, traffic duty was part of the job. By the 1950s, trainee constables were taken in a group to Foundry Bridge. The lights were switched off, they were placed in the middle of the road and told to get on with it. As former head of Norfolk CID, Maurice Mawson, wrote in his brilliant book, A Force Remembered, The Illustrated History of the Norwich City Police from 1836 to 1967, bus drivers leading Thorpe Station were sympathetic to these training spells, displaying a patience and cheerfulness. Those who claimed that point duty constables looked kindly and preferentially upon bus drivers were probably right. The bond probably started at Foundry Bridge. One great advantage of Foundry Bridge duty was that the famous old cafe did the most mouth-watering bacon and eggs for breakfast. The work of the point duty cop increased with the amount of traffic and they became very well known. Constable John Fletcher, tall, well-built, softly spoken, had a kindly and courteous approach which could disarm many an outraged citizen for a fight, physical or otherwise. The tale of the vegetable lorry heading for the marketplace past a traffic duty John is authentic, writes Morris. The extended white-clad arm not only held two lines of traffic, it fastened upon a large passing cauliflower, inspired by the call from the driver of, "Take a big 'un, Jack." For the remainder of that traffic duty, a large cauliflower rested between polished boots. Other points were GPO Plain, London Street corner of Marketplace, and the challenging Charing Cross. Not the best place to stand on a Saturday morning with cattle heading towards you. This was more in keeping with rawhide in the Wild West than an ancient city street, and cows didn't tend to obey stop signals. And they often preferred pavements, sending shoppers running for cover. Traffic lights came along, followed by traffic wardens, and the days of the point duty police officers were numbered, but the memories remain.